I met with Miss C, a healthy-appearing and professionally dressed woman who began our conversation by describing the side effects of high-dose estrogen therapy.
Initially, I had a tiny bit of nausea. Other than that, it's been fine. I haven't had any problems.
Can you talk a little bit about your lifestyle right now, how you spend your time?
I think I have an excellent quality of life now. I go to work. I have four dogs. The dogs were fabulous during my illnesses, right after my diagnosis with the liver metastases. A month later, my dog had puppies, and that was just wonderful. It was such a diversion and distraction, and dogs have such pure love. Pets are wonderful. So I have pets. I try and get away about every 6 weeks for 4 or 5 days. I've eliminated as much stress as possible in my life post-cancer because I believe stress can trigger cancer. So I do whatever I can to ease stress. That's one reason I go away about every 6 weeks. I try not get aggravated in my work. It just isn't worth it. And of course you have a whole different life perspective after all of this.
Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, each day is wonderful, and you don't sweat the small stuff. Yeah, my clients have problems, and they call, and they're frantic, and what about this, and what about that? Where I used to get really upset before, I don't.
What type of law do you practice?
I have a family practice, so I'm very involved with my clients.
That's a pretty personal type of law.
Very, yes.
Do you ever share this experience you've had with your clients?
Yes, yes.
Do you feel that in any way this experience has affected the way you practice law?
Oh, yeah. Because, as I say, what seem major crises were no longer crises. And I could say to my clients, this will pass. A year from now, you won't remember any of this. What seems so critical to your life? Yes. Or, yes, I've been through terrible emotions as you're going through. I recommend counseling to everybody. Yeah, you have more of a sensitivity to what they're going through, and you try and help them.
Did you yourself seek any counseling?
Oh, yeah. I did complementary medicine, alternative medicine, whatever your terms are for it, I still do meditation. I do hypnosis, spirituality, whatever it takes. I read spiritual books, like The Power of Now, which is excellent, 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 and try and stay in the mental framework of don't get into the fear.
Were these all new things for you, or had you done them before?
I had done them before. I ratcheted up how much I did during the treatments, and I still continue because you have to stay out of the fear. The anxiety and the fear can be overwhelming, and that's no way to live.
What have your interactions been like with friends and loved ones during this time?
Tremendous support. Tremendous. I wouldn't want to do this alone. I don't know that I could do it alone. Very supportive. If somebody is not supportive, then you kind of have to not be around that person. I've had friends who are long-term survivors of breast cancer who have been very helpful, giving me advice and, you know, gee, did your scar look like this? And yeah, yeah, yeah. And here's, you know, it's very helpful. My friends have been wonderful.
How would you compare sort of your state of mind, your mood now compared to before you were first diagnosed?
I have an excellent quality of life interspersed by periods of sheer terror. That's the best way I can describe it. I didn't have this kind of terror before the cancer. But I try and keep these periods very short and very few and far between. The rest of that, obviously you appreciate life a lot more. Each day is very precious, very happy to be out and about and able to do things and things you never thought you were going to be able to do again, well, you do.
When you start to feel a sense of fear or terror, what do?
I try and meditate and change the way I'm thinking. I do visualizations. I will go do hypnosis. I will go to spiritual people I find helpful, that kind of thing, and try and shift my attitude.
How long does it usually take to sort of get out of it?
Several days. It lasts for several days. generally triggered by the time I have checkups. And for sure when you have, I get body scans, for sure when you have body scans, waiting for the results. You know, that's harrowing experience.